What's up? What's happening? It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we hit you off the top with legitimate big breaking news. It is not often in the year 2024 that you are driving down the road and I get to tell you something that you do not know, but I haven't seen a lot of alerts go out on this. It was just announced officially by the Commanders, but the Commanders have released former first-round pick Jamin Davis, who, of course, was drafted as a linebacker under Ron Rivera in the previous regime, switched to defensive end. I thought at times during the spring and the summer was unlikely to make the roster, did a tremendous job of continuing to fight, continuing to compete, continuing to try to learn and better himself at a new position at defensive end. And he stayed on the roster for a good long while. But part of that was always there were a couple of players that I thought were ahead of him on the depth chart in various positions that allowed the numbers to work that ultimately meant Jamin was here for now. And if he continued to improve, might be the guy that gets to stick around. But with Jordan McGee set to come back off of IR, is my guess on one of the guys who will ultimately be activated here with F.A. Obada already coming back and leaping him on the depth chart, and with the need for some more interior defensive linemen, thanks to the John Allen injury, Jamin Davis has become the odd man out. Again, this was announced just moments ago by the Commanders. They are releasing Davis, who could come back on the practice squad, and I would assume they would want him to. Why would you not have him come back if he's someone that you think could potentially help you if you get another injury? He already knows the system. You have a great relationship with him. It's just, this is what happens. It's a numbers game, and Davis is in the final year of his contract, so financially, it's pretty easy to do. Davis, of course, was the 19th overall pick in the 2021 draft, 50 games with the team, 36 starts, and he did play minutes, obviously, last weekend. Commanders also added two players, safety Ben Nickel and wide receiver Michael Strachan. Sorry, Michael, I do not know how to pronounce your last name. Nickel was with the Commanders during training camp, by the way. Strachan was a seventh-round pick by the Colts in 2021, so those guys are on the practice squad. Sheldrick Redwine was released from the practice squad. Also, just a few minutes ago, Kayvon Seymour, who had been signed to the Commanders practice squad, was suspended 6 games for violating, I believe, the substance policy. But a lot of news happening. The most important thing here is Davis. And, you know, something that I've been thinking about a lot this week post the Carolina game and in watching some other games this weekend, and it's something that actually I brought to Take Command to talk about with Logan today, is the amount of bad football being played around the NFL. And this will circle back to the Jamin thing in a moment, and a kind of miraculous fact about the Commanders, which is that they're not playing bad football. But when you get multiple high picks wrong or multiple big investments wrong, it can absolutely tank your football team. And the two best examples of this in the league right now are Cleveland and Carolina, two teams that the Commanders have absolutely walloped this year, who in different ways invested tremendously large amounts in the quarterback position. And it is far more amplified at quarterback than any other position, but it is worth playing this thought out here when we get the news that Jamin has been released and what it means for Washington and the rebuild and the job that Adam Peters has frankly already done. But with Cleveland and Carolina, they spent, in Cleveland's case, multiple draft picks and unprecedented money to acquire Deshaun Watson. And Watson was abysmal. Now, of course, hurt, but it was an abject failure at the position from purely a football lens that, based off how he was acquired, was needed to not only not be a failure, but they needed him to elevate the rest of the roster because they spent an undue amount on him. So saying, hey, we're not going to have all the other pieces. We're not going to have all the young players, the draft picks. We're not going to have financial ability from a salary cap standpoint to spend on other players. We need you to be incredible. And obviously he wasn't. And thus, their offense is one of the five worst units in the league on either side of the ball. They stink the high heavens. Then Carolina took what was essentially five starters. DJ Moore, 4 draft picks that have turned into starting players for the Chicago Bears. And I think there's only 4 and then a 2025 pick that's still to come. That's a third rounder that presumably will become a starter for them. And they put that on Bryce Young and said, Bryce, we're going to need you day one to be, you know, elevate this roster because we just traded away your best receiver. We traded away other ways to acquire good players. And obviously that was an unmitigated disaster. One of the worst first overall picks ever to this point. And you feel terrible for Bryce because although clearly Andy Dalton comes in and the Carolina offense is better with him, like it's not all Bryce's fault. And you wonder if he had gotten a start under a different situation, if he could be good. And you wonder, frankly, down the road, you see the way that Baker Mayfield has reinvented himself, and not that Baker was as bad as Bryce was, but Baker, Geno, Sam Darnold, these guys that were high picks, first, second rounders in Geno's case, that needed some seasoning, needed some time, and then they get to a good place with some good coaching, and all of a sudden they look like really good NFL quarterbacks. Not the best, but solid. Could that be Bryce Young's trajectory? Maybe. But very clearly, the way to be a terrible football team is to invest a lot, miss a lot, and then you stink. And where this comes back to the Jamin Davis news is part of the reason Washington is so overperforming expectations is they don't have studs almost anywhere outside of the guy they drafted second overall. And that's because the last regime went 0-for-4 on first-round picks. And that is impossible to do. It is just incredible that you miss when you have the second overall pick. You take Jamin with Chase. Part of that is injury. Part of that is a miss probably on the character to some extent. And I'm talking football character, the way that he worked versus the way that they thought he would. And it also probably speaks to the environment that was here, that a different place. Chase Young goes to a different place, a place that was much more similar to Ohio State's culture. I think you get, from a football competitive standpoint, I think you get a better version of Chase Young. And now he is what he is in New Orleans, and it's not going great down there either. San Francisco wasn't that interested in bringing him back. We see what happens there. Jamin, just overdrafted. Straight up overdrafted, poorly coached. If you want to take a project, you have to be good at coaching them to get the most out of the athletic traits that made them worth investing in the first place. I don't put that on Jamin. I put that on the staff. Obviously, we see what's happening with Forbes and on down the list of failed draft picks. But if you go 0-for-freaking-4, John Dotson traded to Philadelphia being the 4th. Do you realize what kind of talent hole that puts you in? Do you realize how that almost instantaneously puts you, and by the way, they don't have a quarterback that entire time, how instantaneously that puts you in the Carolina, Cleveland, Tennessee, Las Vegas, these teams that are historically bad. And yet somehow, in 1 year, by knowing what does work, Adam Peters has built a roster that Dan Quinn has coached up along with a tremendous amount of help. Cliff, Joe Witt, down the line of their staffs. To be 5-2 and one of the better teams in the league. Not only one of the better teams, one of the more reliable teams. Because they prioritize the right things. Yes, having the guy at quarterback that elevates the entire rest of your roster is completely different. And matching him with a schemer, by the way, and Cliff, who seems to be able to elevate him and anybody else, see what Marcus just did against Carolina, that's pretty important. But to dig yourself out of a hole where you have next to no blue chip talent, and I all due respect to Terry, who I love as a player and as a dude, John, who I think is excellent, Deron, excellent player. None of those dudes are top 5 at their position. The kind of, hey, we didn't just like do a good job with our first rounders. In John and Deron's case, obviously Terry's a home run as a third rounder, but first round type of guys, we didn't just do a good job. We got a legitimate, bona fide, good starter. Like, we hit home runs. We drafted Aaron Donald. We drafted the best of the best, Sauce Gardner. Not that one great corner obviously makes a team, but they don't have those guys that are top 5 at their position because they messed up all the picks that you use to get those guys. And they messed up all of the free agent signings you do to get those guys. And still, Adam Peters was like, we can get to 5-2. Now, I think it's worth exploring perhaps what some of those things are. What are some of the ways that the Commanders zigged when other teams have been zagging to exploit the weaknesses in the current marketplace, and also what understanding of team building does it show that they have. And we did that today on Take Command, and I'm going to play that segment for you at 5:30 because I think it's actually even more interesting in the background here now that we have this news that we didn't have this morning, which is that Jamin Davis has been released. We'll see 24 hours from now if he comes back on the practice squad or if he's claimed by someone else. So that's how we'll start the show tomorrow, or if, you know, Washington might not bring him back on the practice squad. We shall see, but those decisions to be made forthcoming. As for now, let's get your reaction at 301-230-0980. Not the question we had posed for Vibe Check Tuesday, but I'm curious how everyone is feeling about this breaking news. 301-230-0980. Jamin Davis has been released by the Commanders.